six Orthodox monks, armory, churches. By the end of the 16th century, Ivangorod had been expanded across the entire territory of Maiden Hill, and it was a powerful and an advanced fortification for those times. After the Livonian Order had entered into a peace treaty with Sweden, the Swedes became the main enemies of Ivangorod Fortress. At the beginning of the 17th century, during the period of times of troubles in Russia, the Swedish king pressed his troops on Ivangorod and entered the fortress. According to the chronicles, it happened because there was no bread in Ivangorod and the people were eating leather. The Swedish king, Gustav Adolf, was well aware of the rights of the Russian people to the territory invaded by the Swedes, but while Narva was the lock on the gates of the Baltics, Ivangorod was the key to that lock. The king was afraid to give this key back to Russia, and this is why he kept insisting that Ivangorod Fortress be for the Swedes, otherwise it had to be razed to the ground. But according to the peace treaty that they entered into in 1617, the Swedes remained masters of the city. For almost 90 years, the fortress was considered to be part of Narva. The Swedes were constantly waiting for the Russians to attack, and this is why they fortified the eastern walls of Ivangorod. On the inside, thick earthworks were constructed. Later, the armory was built, which was a warehouse for keeping, repairing, and assembling armor and ammunition supplies. 12 arched stone rooms stretch along the inner southwestern wall of the large Boyar city. But every new regime does not only want to establish and consolidate its position on the conquered territory, but also to introduce its religion. Two Orthodox churches had existed on the territory of the Ivangorod Fortress from the time immemorial, the Domitian Church and the St. Nicholas Church. The new masters evicted all the Orthodox inhabitants of Ivangorod, but left six old monks. They were allowed to live out their time remaining in the sacred walls. Only after the last one died, the Domitian Church was transformed into a Protestant church for the Swedish soldiers. After the conquest of Narva and Ivangorod by the Russian troops in 1704, the Protestant church was closed. In the middle of the 18th century, the church was once again consecrated and turned into an Orthodox church.